Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 163, How to Protect Yourself from Mosquitoes. Now, this one, as you can probably tell, is a little bit different topic than what I normally take on. This is something I was asked to talk about on an upcoming TV segment on our number one Utah morning rated news station, KUTV, which is our CBS affiliate in Utah. And so I thought I would explore this topic because I found it so fascinating. And if this is something you're interested in seeing, this episode will air next Tuesday morning, and we'll put a copy of it up on the website, Facebook, etc. But let's dive in a little bit deeper. How to protect yourself from mosquitoes. I need to make a confession. I hate mosquitoes. And guess what? You probably do as well. And in this podcast, I'm going to teach you how to protect yourself from mosquitoes, especially those carrying the Zika virus. So let's talk a little bit about the Aedes mosquito and the Zika virus. The Zika virus is carried by the Aedes mosquito. And the scary thing is that the Aedes mosquito visits a large portion of the United States. Basically, if you live along the coast or you're in the southern part of the U.S., you're at risk from this mosquito. If you want to learn more, see if your area is really at risk, I provided a map from the CDC which shows which counties, areas in the U.S. are at risk for the Aedes mosquito and potentially the Zika virus. The Aedes mosquito is an aggressive mosquito. It hunts human blood, and it will even follow you into your house, search for ways into your house. It is far more aggressive than most mosquitoes. And you probably didn't know this, but a lot of species of mosquitoes don't even bite humans. But that's not the case with the Aedes. That's a pest. And the Aedes mosquito has just recently invaded the U.S. It's not native to the U.S. This mosquito can be identified by the black and white markings on their bodies and legs. One other thing that's quite interesting about this mosquito is that it bites during the day. The Zika virus has already caused countless birth defects in South America, and it may even cause permanent paralysis. Even if you don't live in an Aedes mosquito-infested area, you don't travel, you could still get infected from a loved one who has recently visited the coastal or southern regions of the U.S. And so while the media is focused on the Zika virus and we hear a new report every day, it's important to remember that this is not the only mosquito-borne disease. For example, the West Nile virus, elephantiasis, dung fever, yellow fever, etc., all of these diseases are carried by mosquitoes. So let's back up a little bit. Why do mosquitoes bite? Why are they even after us? Actually, not all mosquitoes bite. Only the females do. The males don't bite. So only half of the mosquitoes of certain species bite. This is because the female mosquito needs a protein that they get from your blood to help them reproduce. So a great thought here is your blood thus becomes a way that even more mosquitoes can enter into the world. One thing that people often say is that they're a mosquito magnet. I know I feel that way. And do you always seem to be the one who feels like you get munched on by mosquitoes? You know, you have a family party, barbecue, etc. And are you the only one who comes out of there with bites? And so is there any truth to some people actually being mosquito magnets? According to medical studies, the answer is yes. The first step in how to protect yourself from mosquitoes is to minimize those things that make you a mosquito magnet. And so let me give you 6 proven ways that you can become a mosquito magnet. And I'm sure all of you are thinking, yes, that's me. I want to become a mosquito magnet. Well, and if you want to see the studies behind all 6 of these, just go on to my website, drjohnday.com. It's blog number 163. There you'll find links if you want to do a deep dive and look at the actual study. So here they are, 6 things, 6 proven ways that you can become a mosquito magnet. Number one, you have type O blood. According to a controversial study, people with type O blood are twice as likely to be bitten as those with type A blood. Type B blooded people are somewhere between the O's and the A's. So there may or may not be truth to that, but if you're type O, you may be a mosquito magnet. Number two, and this is where it really gets me, you exercise outside. And this is, as I mentioned, this is probably the main reason why I seem to be a mosquito magnet. I love exercising outside. I just can't do it in a gym. Unfortunately, mosquitoes are attracted to movement. They're attracted to heat. They're attracted to carbon dioxide. They're attracted to lactic acid. Thus, anyone exercising outside, like me, instantly becomes a mosquito magnet. Does that mean you shouldn't exercise outside? No, it just means that you got to realize that if you're exercising outside, you're also attracting mosquitoes. Number three, you're pregnant. In a study of 72 women in Gambia, pregnant women were twice as likely to attract mosquitoes. You may be saying, well, why is that? Well, it's likely because mosquitoes are attracted, as we just mentioned, they're attracted to heat and carbon dioxide, and both of those are increased with pregnancy. And so researchers suggest that this is probably the reason why pregnant women are targets. Number four, you have the right skin smell. The bacteria living on your skin emit a characteristic smell. And depending on which bacteria live on your skin, you may or you may not have the right smell that attracts a mosquito. Number five, you wear dark clothes. Mosquitoes prefer dark colors. Indeed, this is why studies show that black mosquito traps. So if you make a mosquito trap in black, you're more likely to catch a mosquito than if it was, say, in white. And the black mosquito traps perform the best. For some people, like me, this is a hard fact to live with. I like wearing black clothes. Black's my favorite color for clothing. However, based on my review of the medical literature, you know what? I really need to wear more lightly colored clothing when I'm exercising outside to minimize these mosquito bites. Number six, you drink alcohol. Strange as it may seem, drinking alcohol attracted mosquitoes in one study. Unfortunately, the researchers offered no reason for this unexpected finding. So how do you protect yourself from mosquitoes? Well, we talked about first avoiding becoming a mosquito magnet. The second step in how to protect yourself from mosquitoes is to take specific actions to minimize the risk of a bite. And so here are my top three recommendations. Number one, avoid outbreaks. Right now, the biggest global outbreak is with the Zika virus. And so pregnant women or anybody looking to conceive should really avoid Latin America and the Caribbean right now. Sexually active men may also want to avoid the Zika virus outbreak area as well. This is because they can pass the virus through sexual contact. The virus can live for months in the semen. So pay close attention to CDC updates as new outbreaks happen every year, and we may see the Zika virus outbreak starting to move in on the U.S. Number two, cover up. Unfortunately, spandex, exercise, clothing probably won't protect you from a mosquito bite. Mosquitoes can bite right through this material. Baggier or thicker clothes offer more protection. Long pants and long shirts are best. Hats provide additional benefit. Tuck your shirts in. Tuck pants into socks. The less skin that is exposed or areas where mosquitoes can climb up, the better when it comes to preventing mosquito bites. Number three, use mosquito repellent. When considering the use of a repellent, like with anything, you always have to weigh risks versus benefits. For example, if you're pregnant, you live in a Zika virus outbreak area, the benefits of preventing brain damage to your unborn child may far outweigh any potential risk from even the strongest of mosquito repellents. For people at highest risk of a Zika virus infection, you'll probably want to use a mosquito repellent with DEET or IR3585 or picaridin. Of these, DEET, that's DEET, has the best long-term track record. Despite toxicity concerns, my review of the medical literature show that this risk is quite low. However, for those in lower risk areas, like me, we live in the Salt Lake City area, lemon eucalyptus oil is a great option. However, you want to get the repellent form of this essential oil, the lemon eucalyptus oil, as only the repellent form of this essential oil has been tested against mosquitoes. One study even showed that lemon eucalyptus oil was as effective as DEET. Lemon eucalyptus is the only natural remedy recommended by the CDC. The main drawback of lemon eucalyptus is that this effect may not last as long as whatever your bottle advertises. I would say, as a good kind of general rule of thumb, plan on only 1 to 2 hours of protection from each application of this lemon eucalyptus oil. As mosquito bites in our area of the U.S. are generally benign, this is what our family uses, lemon eucalyptus. While it doesn't prevent every mosquito bite, I've found that I can at least significantly reduce the welts on my arms and legs when exercising outside with this essential oil. Other natural mosquito repellents. Vitamin B1 or thiamine is widely promoted on the internet as a safe way to prevent mosquito bites. Unfortunately, recent research has shown that it doesn't really work. Thus, despite whatever you may have read on the internet about various natural remedies, the only proven natural remedy for preventing mosquito bites is lemon eucalyptus oil, and that's in the repellent form. Well, I just want to shift gears a little bit, and we have the technology actually to destroy all Zika mosquitoes in the world. And I have a link on my website with this blog, according to a recent MIT review, that we now have the technology to destroy all Zika mosquitoes. This technology is called Gene Drive, and I realize it's highly controversial, but I wanted to at least touch base to let you be thinking about it. Basically, with Gene Drive therapy, if you want to call it therapy, the Aedes mosquito is genetically modified so that as it reproduces, it basically has a kill switch. As it reproduces, it wipes out its species. And within a few generations, it could wipe out the entire Aedes mosquito population in the world. As there are many different mosquito types, and I did some research, there's like 3,500 different mosquito species. And also realizing that the Aedes mosquito is not even native to the U.S. That was an outside pest that has no native roots to the U.S., wiping out the Aedes mosquito population probably wouldn't have any significant impact to the United States. However, the impact for the rest of the world by wiping out the Aedes mosquito population will likely be hotly debated over the next few years. Sadly, I suspect that if enough children in the world suffer permanent brain damage from this invasive mosquito, public debate may change in favor of eradicating the Aedes mosquito. Even if the Aedes mosquito is eradicated from this planet, it's important to remember that there will still be 3,500 other different species of mosquitoes left. So it's not as if we're getting rid of all mosquitoes from the planet, just the Aedes. Fortunately, most species of mosquitoes don't torment humans like the Aedes mosquito. So take home message. Until the world has decided that we've had enough of the Aedes mosquito, this invasive mosquito will likely be with us for the foreseeable future. Depending on where you live, mosquito bites could be a major public health concern. The most important thing to remember in how to protect yourself from mosquitoes is to not become a magnet and take special precautions so that you don't get bitten too often this year. To stay safe, anyone looking to grow their family should steer clear of the Aedes mosquito. Cover up when outside and use a mosquito repellent. If you choose a natural repellent like lemon eucalyptus oil, remember you got to put it on every 1 to 2 hours. And so my question to you is, are you a mosquito magnet? I know I am. Are you a magnet? And what do you do to protect yourself from mosquito bites? Would love to hear from you. Our growing community would love to hear from you as well. Go on to my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 163. Scroll down to the bottom, leave your comments. Also post any questions there. I'll do my best to answer everything. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please sign up for my free weekly newsletter so that you never miss a thing. Even better, share it with your friends and family. Thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.